Now, there's a good chance we're going to spend a lot of time around our homes this winter, and that has a lot of people finding ways to improve the space we're spending so much time in. People have been headed to their nearest home improvement stores, online shopping for decor, and trying to create spaces that feel comfortable to be in. Online retailer Etsy has seen sales for their home category up by 128% compared to last year at this time, including stuff like furniture and wall art. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Have you taken on some sort of home or apartment improvement project, big or small, in recent months? Have you done something like rearranging or hanging new art or shelves on your walls? What motivated you? Did it make you feel better about it all? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Brittany Bailey is a home improvement expert. She runs the blog Pretty Handy Girl and is a licensed general contractor, artist, graphic designer, web designer, photographer, and likes to get stuff done herself. Brittany, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm getting a little tired of talking to my family, so it's nice to talk to someone else.
Excellent. I'm glad. If nothing else, I'm helping keep people, you know, connected with some different people to talk to. That's fantastic. Well, we talked to you a few months ago, and clearly there's a lot of interest out there in do-it-yourself projects around the house. You get questions from people a lot. Do you get the feeling that, yeah, we're still at this? There's this greater than usual attention to fix it up around the home?
Oh my gosh, more so than ever, because I think we're tired of looking at the same four walls. We're not leaving our homes as much. So yeah, I agree. There's definitely an uptick in people being interested and want to do something on their house.
What kind of questions are you getting lately? What are the things that seem to have people most interested?
I get a lot of questions. Most of them are usually comments on existing tutorials that I have. But I think one of the ones that I'm seeing, at least I'm seeing a lot more traffic on one of the tutorials I have, is on painting, interior painting and painting doors and updating your doors. I don't know why, but that just seems to be popular right now.
Well, that's a great place to start then. Give some advice for people thinking, okay, I may not be super handy, but painting sounds like a job I can tackle. Talk about some of the basics for the first time painter wanting to refresh their walls or, as you say, their doors.
Sure. So I think the number one thing that I learned the first time that I painted was you really should invest in good quality paint. Because if you don't, you're not going to have a nice, smooth, even finish. The first time my husband and I painted a room, we ended up having all these stripes, and I thought it was user error, and it actually wasn't. It was actually really poor quality paint. So number one thing is just get some, you know, go ahead and spend a little extra, get some really good quality paint, and then, you know, get yourself a roller and maybe an edger. That really will make things go a lot quicker because you won't have to tape off as much.
Now, when do we need, with a door, something like that, something wooden, what kind of advance work, what kind of prep do we need to do before we paint? When do we need to, sand off or remove previous paint?
You really don't need to do too much prep work unless somebody, you know, hopefully not yourself, but has painted and, you know, there's a lot of drips. In that case, you do want to use either sand it or sometimes you almost have to use a little razor blade to scrape off some of those drip marks and then just sand it lightly. I do recommend, like I say sand, but I'm honestly just really quick roughing up the paint so that it'll accept the new paint. You do need to make sure that if you're painting latex paint on top of another paint, that what you're painting on top of is also latex. And there's a really simple way to check that. All you have to do is use isopropyl alcohol, dip a Q-tip in it, and then rub it on the paint. If it comes off, it is latex, and you can go ahead and paint on top of it with latex. If not, you're going to need a prime on top of it before using latex paint.
Before we move on to paint, you mentioned getting good quality stuff. How do I know if my paint is good quality? Does it just cost more?
Yeah, it's expensive. I really do like to stick with the name brands that painters use, you know, like standalone paint stores like Sherwin-Williams or Benjamin Moore or PPG. Those, and then I always talk to the guy that's work or woman that's working there, and I'll just say, hey, this is what I'm using this for. What do you recommend it would last the longest?
Talking to Brittany Bailey, home improvement expert. You can find her blog, Pretty Handy Girl, with lots of advice, videos, answers to people's questions there. And you can join in at 800-642-1234 as we talk about home renovation, home improvement projects, big or small. What have you worked on lately? What's on the horizon? Are you working on something right now while you're listening? Or do you have a question, a how-to kind of question for Brittany? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. What other kind of things give us a lot of benefit for maybe a little effort in taking that space we're spending so much time in and just making it look or function a little better?
Sure. So in terms of looks, there's been so much improvement in wallpaper. I don't know if you've seen it, but they have wallpaper that's removable now. So, you know, even if you're renting, you can go ahead and make remake your space, make a lot of put a lot of impact in one area. Whether you just do one wall as a feature wall, go ahead and put up some of that wallpaper. It's just like a giant, you know, low adhesive sticker. So if you are renting, you can go ahead and remove it. The other thing that's really popular and really trending right now is adding molding to your wall. And it's, I've seen some amazing geographic patterns that are being put on walls. They're putting put on doors. It's just using some simple little thin molding and it's, and then you paint it and it looks amazing.
Now, there are products on the market, I understand, right now, specifically designed to make home improvement stuff easy. You know, kits, stick-on tiles, things like that. Are a lot of those good to use, or is it worth, I guess, doing a little more hard work and doing it right, if there's a righter way? Which way do you go on that?
So I have had a little bit of experience with some of these like easy kits, and I usually found that they didn't last as long. Now, that's not to say that there aren't some that I haven't tried, but I know specifically with the stick-on tiles, you definitely do not want to use that in an area that is like directly in contact with water. You could definitely use it for your backsplash in the kitchen, but I found that the adhesive just kind of let go over a couple years. So I'm more of the traditionalist where I would say go ahead and learn how to tile yourself using thinset and grout. And it's actually not that hard. It's almost like if you're familiar with frosting a cake, it's not much harder than frosting a cake.
Uh-oh. I'm not very good at frosting cakes either. Hey, let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Colin is with us in Viroqua. Colin, hi.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. What do you want to tell us about?
Well, I actually did something really crazy. I took an old grain bin and I moved it from Lansing, Iowa, disassembled it and reassembled it in my home and made it an actual living, lovely living space with
a grain bin.
Warmth. Yes, it's amazing.
That sounds wow. Super cool, Colin. I love it. That reminds me of a video I saw on your website, Brittany, where you took you like to find old ladders and turn them into shelves. It's that similar sort of repurposing old stuff.
Oh, yeah. I don't like to spend a lot of money on furniture. So if I can find something secondhand, cheap, you know, at the thrift shop or even by the side of the road, I will slap some paint on that, put some shelves and make it work for me.
Thanks a lot for that call. I love it. The grain bin room. We're talking to Brittany Bailey. She runs the blog Pretty Handy Girl and is a licensed general contractor. We're talking about making some changes, big or small, to your home or apartment. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Is this something you're doing or have done recently? Or is there a project you want to do, but maybe find a little intimidating? Our guest might have some advice and steps for you to take. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk with licensed general contractor and blogger Brittany Bailey. Her blog is called prettyhandygirl.com. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Tell us if you are changing your surroundings at home in one way or another, or if you need some advice to help do so. Let's go back to our callers now. Jake is with us in Stevens Point. Jake, hi.
Yeah, I'd like to offer up sort of two suggestions. First is Facebook Marketplace is an absolutely amazing place to find everything from cabinetry to lumber and so forth. Second is my wife and I are kind of nuts remodelers, but finding your local sawyer. So if you go onto Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace and type in lumber, a lot of times you can find somebody who has a small sawmill and you can get slabs of lumber for pretty darn cheap. I follow lumber prices because I'm in the construction industry, and to buy a 2x4 now is about 500% more than it was, say, 2 years ago. And sometimes you can find something that maybe came out of your backyard or your neighbor's backyard and turn it into a shelf or a backsplash or whatever else.
Pretty cool, Jake. Thanks for the call. Brittany, I'm assuming you'd be on board with finding those bargains.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And I can totally relate. Lumber prices are insane. Mm-hmm. And that's a great tip. I actually have found people locally who do sell slabs. In fact, I just purchased one and created my own standing desk. I just bought the frame and then put the slab on top, and I saved a ton of money doing it.
Pretty cool. Thanks a lot for that call. We'll go to Don now in Iron River. Don, hi.
Hello, good afternoon. Say, because of the virus and I've been on self-imposed exile and no company's going to come in my cabin, I've stopped cleaning. I'm doing the complete opposite. No projects.
Nothing? Now, so Don, let me ask you, though. I mean, kind of the idea, I think, for a lot of people is, yeah, it's just me or just the family, but we're looking at the same four walls day after day. Does it make you sometimes want to freshen things up a little?
Well, I'm kind of a sloth when it comes to cleaning, so I spend a lot of time outdoors.
Oh, okay. So that mixes it up. Don, thanks a lot for the call. Brittany, Don's taking the opposite approach. He's saying, the heck with it. Nobody else is going to see it, so why change anything?
I kind of wish I lived by myself right now, because, yeah, I'd like to give up on all the cleaning.
Give us a pep talk. I mean, eventually we're going to have people back in our houses, I assume. Give us a pep talk for maybe making some changes now while we've got this time at home, and it doesn't matter if there's a construction mess going on.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that I've really focused a lot more time on is organization, really, you know, looking at areas where I can store things better. You know, say I have an old dresser that it's not really being used for, I don't know, for clothes, maybe I can store things like extra place settings in there. And one thing that's really fun to do with drawers specifically or cabinets is to redo the faces of them by either, again, back to that wallpaper, put wallpaper on it or paint it. Or a lot of people are using very thin veneer wood and putting patterns or just putting wood on the front faces of the drawers. And then even just adding new knobs or hardware to it will really elevate the look and give you something new to look at.
Now, I wanted to ask about one of the many project ideas on your site. You've got a lot of ideas and even videos showing how to do them. You've got floating shelves, and a lot of people want more shelving and don't always know where to put it. Talk about floating shelves and how we install them.
Yeah, sure. So floating shelves, the biggest thing with floating shelves is that they need to be anchored to something really strong, or they need to have a really strong support system. So yeah, there is a tutorial on my blog that I just built these floating shelves for a kitchen in a rental property that I just finished. But the biggest thing is making sure that you can secure it to studs in the wall. If you're lucky enough to have the wall open and the drywall, you know, taken down, go ahead and put some blocking in between the studs so that it's a lot easier to find solid wood to adhere it to. If you really can't find a stud, I recommend using really good quality anchors. I kind of like the screw-in kind, the toggler ones. Those seem to work pretty well, but, you know, pay attention to the weight limit on those anchors that you purchase.
You also share a very timely project, something that you were interested in already because you wear masks in your line of work. You found a great mask pattern that seems to fit better than a lot of the other options out there. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So at the beginning of the pandemic, I kind of put away my woodworking tools and pulled out my sewing machine. And I started making some of the patterns that people were recommending or that, you know, that I found, and I didn't like how any of them were fitting, especially because I'm used to really good fitting masks and respirators when I'm doing construction and demolition. So I designed my own cloth mask that was easy to make. It's adjustable. It has adjustable elastic either behind the ears or goes behind the head, and it has a nose clip in the nose area. So it really does close that area. Like that triangle between your nose and your cheeks.
And in our last minute or so, for those of us who basically just have all manner of thumbs and don't think we can pull off even the most basic projects, give us a little inspiration.
I think you should just go ahead and change knobs. go ahead and, you know, in your kitchen, if you're tired of that, change out knobs. Those are the easiest thing. And even doorknobs are pretty easy to change. There is a tutorial on the blog for that, too. It's like a 5-minute fix.
Brittany, thanks so much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
We've been talking to Brittany Bailey, who runs the blog Pretty Handy Girl, where she posts guides to all manner of projects. She's also a licensed general contractor. You can find her at prettyhandygirl.com. We've got links to her blog and some tutorials, lots of them. And by the way, you can tell us what you are up to, maybe even provide pictures. If you're doing some home improvement work, head over to the Ideas Network Facebook page. You can also share advice, lessons learned, for better or worse, from your projects. Oh, and we've got a link to her blog and some tutorials like building a garden bed and trellis or swing set for grownups over at WPR.org/Central Time.